This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I want to start the day with you the best way possible to start any day, and that is by opening the Bible, God's Word, to us and seeing what He has to say to us in our lives. You know what I love about the Bible? It's God speaking to us. It's not just words on a page. It's not just the history of the people of Israel or of Jesus' life thousands of years ago. It truly is God speaking to us. Countless, countless people have found, when they open the Bible and start to read, God Himself breaks through and starts speaking to them personally. You know, if you've never opened a Bible, if you've never read a Bible and you're listening today, I encourage you. It's so simple. You can download a Bible on your Kindle or on your phone and start reading it, or you can drop into a bookstore and buy a Bible. And I encourage you to just start reading the Bible. Great place to start. Look in the index and find the section called Mark, which is one of the biographies of Jesus' life in the Bible. And just before you start reading, say, God, would you speak to me? Reveal yourself to me. And then see what happens. God loves to answer that prayer. Well, we're talking this week about repentance and the need for a change in our understanding of what's going on in our lives that brings us to the point of saying, I'm going to choose to go the other direction and put God back in the center of my life. That act of repentance, of changing directions like that because of a changed understanding, it starts with what we call conviction. Being convicted about what's going on in our lives. You know, when Jesus talked to the disciples and He told them about the Holy Spirit of God who would come into their lives and explained the work of the Holy Spirit, here's what He said to them. It's to your advantage that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Helper, that's the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. Now listen, when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. So one of the Holy Spirit's roles in your life is to convict you about sin in your life, to help you recognize the ways in your life that you're offending God, who loves you so much, who's done so much for you, and to challenge you to put God back in the center. As you think about your life right now, and maybe even as we talk about repentance and being convicted of sin, do certain things just pop straight up into your mind and you say, I know this is wrong. I know not only is it wrong, but it actually is damaging to my own life because God has made me to live the way He designed. And when I push myself away from that, I only end up hurting myself. Do you know that sense in your heart that you're doing the wrong thing? That pricking of your conscience? That's the work of the Holy Spirit. That's God Himself reaching out to you, reminding you that He's there, reminding you that He wants a part in your life, not just a little part. He wants to be in the center of your life because you were made for Him. If you want your life to work like He designed it to be, you need to put Him back in the center. And when you recognize that He loves you so much, He's constantly working in your life, then it begins to grieve you a little bit that you've been treating Him so badly. And you come to Him and you say, I'm so sorry. Well, that's responding to God. And that's what repentance is all about. When you choose to begin putting God and God's way of living back in the center. What is God saying to you today? Is the Holy Spirit convicting you about something in your life? Well, don't just stuff it down and say, I don't want to deal with that. Bring it to the surface and let God travel with you down the path of repentance, turning a corner in your life, heading back towards God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.